Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
When we come into union with Christ, what happens to Christ is credited to have happened to us. Just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also were raised into a newness of life. So he says, now we should walk in the newness of life.
I will no longer die to what he died to. Because he died, I'm no longer in my sins. Because he died, I can never be sick. Because he died, I can never be poor. Because he died, I can never be under a curse. Because he died, I can never be a prey to the fowler. My soul has escaped through his blood.
Step into the world of infinite possibilities as you listen to Pastor David.
Multiplication and the overflow. Engaging the mystery of the sacrifice of thanksgiving for fruitfulness, multiplication, and the overflow. So the scripture says, and God said to them, meaning man, be fruitful, multiply. You see, fruitfulness, one dimension. Multiplication, second dimension. And fill the earth, third dimension. That's the overflow. Fill, saturate. These three dimensions is what leads to the fourth one, which is the original purpose of God for mankind. Have dominion. Anybody who is going to have dominion must learn to operate in the overflow dimension of the blessing. There is the fruitfulness dimension. There is the multiplication dimension. And there is the overflow. Somebody shout the overflow. And if you're going to enjoy quantum leaps, that's where it is. The overflow dimension. The fruitfulness dimension is progress. You're making progress. That's very important. I would like us to start with knowing that thanksgiving is a spiritual sacrifice that can be offered up to God in faith, and God himself receives it and accepts it. Thanksgiving is a spiritual sacrifice that can be offered up to God in faith, and God himself receives it and accepts it. And one of the ways you know that God has received the sacrifice, first, is the manifestations of his glory. That's the first thing you know. Fire falls. The Shekinah glory is unveiled. The cloud fills everywhere. The presence of God is made manifest. And if you know anything about the presence of God and the glory of God, you know that everything about God follows his glory, his power, his wisdom, his judgment. Everything about God follows his glory. So when God appears, the mountains melt like wax. When God appears, the hills skip like rams. When God appears, the waters will see it and flee. They will flee. They are beaten back. That's very key and very, very important for us to know. The presence of God is made manifest, fills everywhere, and every good thing, every perfect gift that comes from him becomes available and accessible at that moment. Somebody say, I hear. Come on, say, I hear. Let us look at Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15. I want you to hold your neighbor. If you know his or her name, call them by their name. Say, Mr. David. Say, hear the word of the Lord. And read that scripture to him or her. One, to go. Therefore, by him, let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise. One more time. Therefore, by him. That him there is who? Jesus Christ. By Jesus Christ. So we're going to substitute that and put Jesus Christ there. Is that right? One, to go. Therefore, by Jesus Christ, let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. That is what? The fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. You see, thanksgiving and praise are the same. You cannot give praise without giving thanks. And you can't give thanks without praise accompanying it. Two sides of the same coin. So when you're saying giving thanks, you're saying I'm giving praise. When you're saying praise, you're giving thanks. That's what it is. Giving thanks to his name. He said, let us offer is an offering. So when we lift up our voice today to pray the prayer of thanksgiving, when we lift our hands today, when we begin to sing songs of thanksgiving, remember that what we are doing is a sacrifice. Somebody shout sacrifice. I'm not hearing you yet. Say sacrifice. Come on, shout it again. Say sacrifice. And sacrifice is not convenient. Sacrifice is not comfortable. Sacrifice is the giving an offering of that which costs you something. It must be something valuable. You sacrifice something of greater worth, of less worth, for something of greater worth. And you lay it down because what you're sacrificing it for, you esteem that thing to be of greater value than what you're sacrificing. But when it's sacrifice, you have to understand the concept of sacrifice. It means there is something that is being placed on an altar. The altar literally means the place of killing. You're shedding blood. It must cost you something. Psalms chapter 107, verse 21 to 22. Let's go there. Psalms 107, verse 21 to 22. Lift your hands as we declare this. One, to go. Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for his what? Wonderful works to the children of men. Verse 22. Let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with praise. So what we came here to do is to offer spiritual sacrifices. That's what we came here to do. You have to be in that mindset. Let them sacrifice. Let that keep ringing in your mind. Somebody say sacrifice. Shout it again. Say sacrifice. So make sure that within your heart today, there is the God who searches the heart. The God. Whenever I'm dealing with God, I'm more careful. Not careful of trying to get into legalistic works, but the carefulness of fear and trembling. God, number one, is my father, but God is not my mate. God, number one, is my ever-present help, but God is not my calculator. And my ATM, I pint. Every time I want something, I need something. It's not someone I use. It's one I'm supposed to tremble before with reverence. I'm always in that place where I say, Spirit of the Lord, never allow me to get to the place where my spirit is no longer sensitive to your fear. God is to be feared. God is to be feared. And one of the things that makes me fear God is that a man can be very hypocritical and deceive others. A man can even deceive himself, but can a man deceive God? That when I stand before the Lord with a sacrifice, it has been shown in the scriptures with the sacrifice Abel offered and with the sacrifice that Cain offered, that God can accept a sacrifice and God can reject a sacrifice. That I'm making a sacrifice doesn't mean God will accept it. Because what he's doing is that he's looking at my heart. Man looks on the outward appearance. I'm smiling, outward appearance. I'm dancing. Two people can be dancing and the Lord will receive one person's dance as a sacrifice. And that dance will provoke a miraculous victory. And the Lord will see the other person's dance as carnality and reject it. But two of them are dancing. Because it's not the dance, it's the heart behind the dance. Is the motive of the dance. Is the inspiration of the dance. There are people that music inspires them. There are people that the Holy Spirit inspires them. They are not the same. These people that music inspire, if they go for a traditional wedding and they are singing a worldly song, they will dance. If they are in a club, they will dance. Anywhere, they just like to dance. And their dance in church has nothing to do with God. It's about the entertainment of their flesh. A praise leader is on the altar. And the praise leader is singing. And singing. And the person is sitting there. Imagine, give us the kind of song that we like. Is there a song for you? Do you know praise is to God? The guy puts his hand. He said, give us the song we like. Not let me sing the song to pleasure God. So the song is about me. And the moment you give him the song that we like, hey, he will touch his neighbor. Oh yeah, 2x2. When you finish that, all you're going to have is the sweat on your body. And the good feeling that you danced, one miracle you won't pick from there. One miracle. Because you didn't offer a sacrifice to God. You just entertained yourself. I want to ask you a question. If a younger one or your employee or your child comes to ask you for something and he comes and he's talking to you and pressing his phone, Daddy, I actually need my school fees. Twitter. Daddy, what I'm trying to say, you know, go slap him. You know, go slap him. Why do you do it to God and think you're not being slapped? The only thing is that his slapping is not that he makes you sick. His slapping is not, no. The fire just does not fall. The sacrifice not accepted. He didn't cause Cain. He just sent fire on Abel's sacrifice and didn't do that for Cain. He just didn't accept it. He didn't cause him. Just didn't accept it. So that's why the scripture say, by him, by Jesus Christ, by Him, by Jesus Christ, there has got to be a consciousness that what we are doing is spiritual, that what we are offering is a sacrifice to God. So when I'm doing this, and I say, Lord, search my heart. Search my heart, search my motive. Keep me in the humility and brokenness, the reverence of worship, that what I bring to you today will pleasure your heart. That I will do it by faith. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 4. Why did God receive a best sacrifice and reject Cain's sacrifice? Very simple. Read that neighbor and read to that neighbor as loud as you can. One, two, go. One more time. So Abel did it by... What is faith? Faith is the substance of things, the evidence of things. How many of you, how many of you believe in your heart that God is here? Because if God is not here, this is just a social gathering. Eh? If God is not here, this is just a gathering of people of like mind. What makes this place a church is the presence of the Lord. Somebody say the presence of the Lord. Come on, say the presence of the Lord. So if you believe that God is here, the evidence is that faith in your heart. Let me tell you the truth. If you could see God physically, how will you praise Him? If they tell you God is visiting your house today, He doesn't want you to go and steal. He doesn't want you to go and do anything. And you're bringing Him an offering. What offering will you bring? That God is visiting physically. So now you know it's unseen, but you believe. So what I sing, I'm singing to God, and He's actually here. He's listening to me. He's receiving my praise. How I lift my hands, I'm lifting it up to God. So when I do it with faith and by faith. Whatever offering I bring, my gifts and my givings is to Him. And I believe He's the one who receives it. Yes, man uses it on earth, but God commanded it, and God is the one who receives it and blesses it. So I give it as to Him. You know, I was talking to a young student some time ago, some years ago. And the Lord just, because it's someone that came to me, submitted to be mentored. I don't talk to everybody that way. If you submit to my leadership, then I can guide you. And I was talking to him. I said, what's your Thanksgiving sacrifice that you have proposed in your heart you're going to give God that particular year? And the student told me something, you know, that would be like 2,000, 3,000 now. So I sat down and asked him, what's the amount you spend if a lady you like you like a lady in school, and you just decide to take the lady out, that let you people just talk and, you know, get to know the lady more. Ah, this is my friend. Suddenly he calculated and kept quiet. I said, okay, sometimes when you want to take yourself out, come. Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Are you hearing what I'm saying? Is this place too cold? How many of you are feeling very cold? I told you, let the freezing begin. All right. If you don't like cold, come to the window now. Those of you that used to. Yes. Yes, let's respect ourselves. Yes. Because what is hitting me on this stage? I have to respect myself. I was just doing like this. Amen. Oh, Father, we thank you. By this time last week, Lord, we thank you. Amen. Some people are wearing a wada to church now. Suit. All of you, I did it intentionally. The Lord said to me, don't talk too much about ladies that get naked to church. He said, make it cold for them. They will cover. You will cover by force. Praise God. Amen. Are you hearing me? I said, how much it's you will you use to take care of yourself? You just want to give yourself a treat, ice cream, you know, whatever snack you used to like. You want to do pizza, you want to do shawarma, you want to do hot dogs, burger, or you like some other things. Some people, as I'm talking shawarma, they say fast or abacha, oba, fio fio. All those kind of things. Akidi. What is pizza? Praise the Lord. I told the person, I said, as a student, do you do that? He said, yes, Pastor. I said, how much? And I told him, I said, imagine that your Thanksgiving sacrifice, you called it sacrifice, for a whole year to God. Not your offering in a service, your Thanksgiving. You came, you believed that was Thanksgiving. And you say you're making a sacrifice. God is not hungry. If he were hungry, he wouldn't ask you. He wouldn't talk to you. The cattle on 1,000 hills are his. The whole earth and the world are his. He said, offer your thanksgiving and pay your vows. Call on me on the day of trouble and I will deliver you. Say, why? What I want you to do when you bring money is for only one reason. Where your treasure is, there your heart will be. So what I really want is your heart, but the way to get to your heart is your money. Money is the only thing that rivals God in your life. Not the devil, is money. You don't serve devil, you serve money. Men don't serve devil, it's money they serve. So when God wants your heart, it's not where your heart is, your money is. No, that's not how it works. It's where your money is, your heart will be. That means your heart will follow after the giving. Giving is a proof of value. The estimation of the value you place on a thing is determined by how much you can give to that. Giving is the proof of value. So look at how God valued man. For God so loved. The level of value, so not love, so loved. Greatly loved. He didn't give an angel. He gave his own son, an only begotten son. That level of sacrifice is the estimation of the value God places on us. Give him praise. That's what it cost him. It cost him his only begotten son as of that time. Now, when he sold him, he now has many begotten sons. What you're not sacrificially giving to, you don't value as much. So I told the pastor, I said, can you imagine that what you're calling your sacrifice is far less than what you use to entertain someone you like? Far less. Far less than what you use to sew a cloth for a wedding that is important to you. Far less. And you call it a sacrifice. It's not a sacrifice. And so, that young man sat down. I say, I don't understand what's going through. In your mind, they told you that students don't give. I said, so let me teach you a law. The law and principles of nature. The law and principles of nature don't respect who you are. And does not excuse who you are. Gravity. If you're 30 years and you're up somewhere and you don't take precautions and you're climbing and you're careless and you fall, gravity will answer. Here am I. And bam, on the ground. Somebody will come out and say, this young man was very careless. See the way he fell. Why would you get to that height without precautions? Why was there not a rope fixed and different things? Well, he wasn't even wearing helmet and gears. Oh, God. A child. 1 year, 2 years. Infant. Toddler. Without supervision. Doesn't know. Thinks that that thing is seen on the cartoon is exactly real life. Goes over the house, the rails in the corridor of the house, and falls. You would think that God would say, hey, he's a child. He doesn't know that gravity exists. Angels hold, and bam, he's on the floor. If God's mercy is not there, ignorance of a law does not excuse you from its effect. Laws are indiscriminate. They are set established systems that just work. So it doesn't matter your age. That's the same way the laws of the Spirit. Laws and principles. So when you come to giving, I told him, I said, you as a student, do you always want to believe God to receive increase, to receive favors, to receive promotions, to receive even financial miracles, to receive miracles that is beyond what your parents or your guidance can give you? He said, yes, sir. I said, therefore, any money given to you by anybody or you made from anywhere, by any business, whether it is a gift, a profit from a small business you're doing, or a favor given to you, that now it is yours and you can do with it what you want. I didn't say your school fees. That one is not yours. You go and pay the school fees the way they told you to go and pay. Amen? The one that is now yours that you can decide, I will eat it like this, I won't eat it like this. I will handle it like this, I won't handle it like this. Those monies, I said, the same law of giving applies to you. The same law of giving applies to you. God helped me as an undergraduate, blessed me as an undergraduate, because I had very good teachers who taught me this early. So I started practicing them at the age of 18. At the age of 18, I started practicing them. That's why the Lord blessed me with early success. Let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving. There are many of us
that at different times we have been in situations where we had to make vows to God. Lord, if you do this, I will do this for you. Lord, I will never forget. Lord, and we have been in situations where God delivered us. We called his name. We thought it was over. We thought we would have lost everything. We thought the enemy would have his way, but God delivered us. It's now time throughout the year for you to stand at one point and not be careless. Gather your thoughts. Gather the energies of your emotions, of your passion, of your soul. Bring it to one point in this moment and say, Lord, I'm here to return the glory to you. I'm here by your mercy. It's your mighty hand that has brought me this forth. It's your grace that has brought me this forth. There are some of you that may have even encountered losses. You've gone through tough periods of time. You've faced the toughest times of your life. But look at you. You don't look like what you've gone through. Who kept you? Others went through it and lost their minds. Others went through it and committed suicide. Others went through it and are imprisoned, besieged with one issue or the other. Today, all you have is the scar and the testimony. You're still standing. The enemy thought you'd be buried by now. Why are you giving thanks? You are the strength of my life. Your grace has been sufficient. Paul said, 3 times I asked the Lord, this particular issue, remove it from me. 3 times. And God said, my grace. Even though it wasn't removed, there was grace given. Number 2, you know that even though you face what you face, all things work together. You just know this is going to continue to end in praise. It will never end in your shame. My people will never be put in shame. Say to shame, says the Lord. You know it. And then moreover, if you have lost things, you know that God is the reason it will be restored. So anyway, I will yet give you praise. I will yet give you thanks. And I'm going to bring it with a heart of reverence. There has to be fear. There has to be fear. Thank you, Lord. So, because of time, I will. Okay, let's read this, a few more scriptures. Psalms chapter 116, verse 17. Yes, Lord. Psalms 116. Hold on, neighbor. Read 1, 2, go. I will offer to you the sacrifice of. Of what? And then I will call. How many of you returned this year bigger than you were last year? How many of you are here today and God has done you so much and you know you may not have everything you envision to have, but you're not where you used to be. That God has brought you through a mighty long way. How many of you are here this year, greater, better, more than you were last year? If you are the person, can I ask you for the next 30 seconds to give him a mighty praise? I'm the one, I know. We are not where we used to be. I say we are not where we used to be. We are not at the level where we used to be.
and we are still moving upward, and we are still moving forward. I'm still moving upward. I'm still moving forward. I'm still moving upward. I'm still moving forward by the Spirit of the Lord, by the wings of grace, in the name of Jesus. Let me hear you shout your loudest amen. Sit down. I want to give you one thing that you can use to exercise faith on. Isaiah chapter 51, verse 1 and 2. And then we'll go into the Thanksgiving proper fast. I want you to hold that person by your side. The Lord gave me this revelation many years ago. For those of us who feel like where you are now, there is no one to help you per se. You are just in this yourself. Here and now, there are a few people that try to encourage you, but it doesn't scratch the kind of help you need. Have you been in there where you just feel like you have nobody that really understands? You have nobody. Maybe you just have a husband or a wife, or maybe you just have a parent that just understands. But even in their understanding, they may not do so much. They offer you love, they offer you support, but they can't even go beyond what you truly need. Their support is a comfort, but you feel alone. You feel alone. For those of you who are in a place where you think that you're starting up something and you have this great thing, visions for them, and you see it, you know, impacting the whole world. You see it spreading beyond your locality. This is going to move all over. And yet you're looking at it is little, very little. And you keep working at it. You keep working at it. And it keeps looking as if it's little. Let me tell you the problem with this secret. People learn it. But they don't know that the power of this secret is not in a one-time engagement. It's in the consistent engagement for a very prolonged period. Period of time, then you'll see the results. So they do it one time, they do it twice, they do it for a while, and then they go back to their bad habits, the old bad habits, and then they cancel out all the things they've done. There is something that Igbo people say, and I'm going to say it, I'll interpret it. Say, Ade jiapata tufuo abogarai. You don't use gathering and wasting to grow rich or to grow wealthy. You can't keep gathering spiritual clouds, and after a while, you use old bad habits and start sabotaging the same thing you've gathered. And keep counseling. There are people that if you look at their spiritual map in the realm of the spirit, it's very confusing. Angels don't know which way. They start praising God. Angels are moving towards the place. They start complaining. Angels are moved out. They start praising again. Angels are stay in one place now. If you want to be complaining, let us know. We are moving. Then you start complaining again. We move out. Check the people of Israel. Through the wilderness, after Egypt, they were delivered. Check them. How many times was it recorded that they committed immorality? Yes, they did. How many times? Go and check it. Study your Bible. How many times did they give in to idolatry and made a golden calf? How many times? Once. Only once. Go and check it. Those were not the things that destroyed them. One sin alone, one, finished them. And they didn't enter the promised land, complaining. That's the only thing they were doing. Every from one, complaining.
The earth swallows complainers.
God showed me this secret, and I became a praise and thanksgiving addict. That's why nothing can be small around me. Can never be. Never be. And I'm not being braggadocious. I'm giving glory to God, because that's the glory of God. I will glorify you, and you will not be little. That's the glory of God.
Wave your hands if you're here. Come on, say, I'm here. Come on, say, I'm here. Hold that neighbor as we read. Fast. 1, 2, go. Listen to me, you who follow after righteousness. You who seek the Lord, look to the rock from which you were hewn, and to the hole of the pit from which you were dug up.
So look at your foundation. Look at the patriarch, where you are coming from. You have a heritage. Look at the hole. That means the person that gave birth to you. Look at it. You came from somewhere. He said, because if you can look, your identity can be clarified. Look at verse 2 and read out loud. Look! Shout it at the back everywhere. Gallery, shout it louder. Want to go? Look! Your father and Sarah, who bore you. So Abraham, your father, is the rock. Sarah, who bore you, is the hole. Are you getting that? Look to them, for I called him. I called him. I called him and blessed him. And simple. I was in a place where I was feeling alone when God gave me this revelation. I needed a lot of help. I needed people by my side. I wanted to move. There are certain personal things he spoke to me about me and my father's house that is just for me. I won't tell you. But those were the things that communicated this revelation. He said, I called him alone. So when you feel like you're alone, there is a secret Abraham had. Let's sign it. Romans chapter 4. Verse 19 to 21. That's where I'm going to be. In fact, let me start from verse 17 so that I'll lay the foundation for this. Thank you, Lord. As it is written, I have made you a father of many nations in the presence of him whom he believed, God, who gives life to the dead and calls those things which do not exist as though they were. So this is what was written, that God himself told Abraham, I have made you a father of many nations, but he didn't have a son. No son of promise with Sarah. No son of promise with Sarah. But he believed God because he knew in his heart that God is able to give light to the dead. And this God calls things that be not as though they were. So if God calls him a father of nations, he's going to answer a father of nations. He's going to believe God even though he didn't have any physical son of promise with Sarah, the wife. He believed God. Lift your hand and say, I believe God. It doesn't look like it now, but God has spoken. Say, I believe God. If you have a prophecy over your heart and over your head and over your destiny, and it seems that what you're seeing now cannot in any way compare to that prophecy. It doesn't look like it. It doesn't compare to it. Actually, your situation now is a mockery of that prophecy. But you know that God caused things that be not as though they were. And even if the situation is dead, he gives life to the dead. Shout, I believe God. Lift your hands and shout it loud and say, I believe God. Oh, God spoke to you about your wife. Spoke to you about your husband. Spoke to you about your child. About your children. And it doesn't appear as what he has said. But you know that I know that God is not a man that he should lie, not a son of man that he should say a thing and change his mind. That God is able to perform what he promises. In the name of Jesus, raise your hands and shout, I believe God. In the presence of him whom he believed, I know whom I believe. Now look at verse 18. 1, 2, go. I'm not hearing you. He chose to hope. He chose to hope. Everything looked hopeless, but he chose to hope. And continue. So that he became the father of many nations. You came here broke. You will live here father of many companies. You came here single. You will live here father and mother of many children. You came here desolate. You will live here father of many dwelling places. The Lord is enlarging your dwelling place. You came here little. You will live here great. 1,000 times more numerous than you are now. Oh, whoever is getting this, shout your loudest, amen. Shout your loudest, amen. Raise your right hand and shout your loudest, amen. According to what was spoken, he became. That thing God has spoken, you will become. You will not finish life with aborted prophecies. You will be exactly what God said you will be. You're not what the past said you are. You're not what the devil say you are. You're not what your failures say you are. You're not what the public say you are. You're not what your detractors say you are. Shout, I am who God says I am. Verse 19. Keep holding your neighbor and read. And read it out very loud. 1, 2, go. And not being weak, where? Since he was about, the sperm is weak. The guy, you don't know if he's having erection anymore at that age. So his body is as good as dead. That's why when the Lord told him by this time next year, Sarah said laughing, am I going to have pleasure? That means we will have sex at this age. They were in the age. About 100 years. And he also didn't consider the deadness of the Sarah's womb. Listen, I don't want you to consider the deadness of any situation today as you offer crowns. Only consider one thing, the power of the living God. He gives life to the dead. Even if the thing has been buried, he gives life to the dead. Somebody will receive his 4-day resurrection miracle today. Whatever Lazarus had been kept in the tomb, even people saying it's smelling, let's not revisit it. And yet that's what God has spoken over your life. In the name of Jesus, the same way Jesus stood before the tomb of Lazarus and did nothing else but give thanks. He said, Father, I thank you that you always hear me. Today, as you are thanking God, God will hear you. And every Lazarus will come out of the tomb. Your dead career will rise again. That dead ministry will rise again. That dead passion will rise again. You used to be full of zeal, full of energy, full of motivation, but you don't know what happened to you. Now, you're lacking yourself. You're dragging yourself to do things. You barely recognize yourself. The fire is as if as it's gone. But today, that the passion rises again. Verse 20. Fast, I
We got to do this fast. Verse 25. Want to go? He did not waver at the promise of God. Through what?
How many of you notice unbelief comes, it starts with fear. Then it continues with what? Anxiety. It continues with complaining. Excuses, bitterness. He refused to waver. The temptation was there. That's why the Bible says he didn't waver. The temptation was there. Temptation is not sin. Everybody is tempted. Just refuse the offer. He did not waver at the promises of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith. What gave him the strengthening of faith? Giving glory to that word in the giving glory to God is also interpreted giving praise, giving thanks to God. When a leper that was cleansed out of the 10 returned back and gave God thanks, the Bible said he gave glory to God. He called thanksgiving, giving glory to God. That's what Abraham was doing. Every morning, thank you, El Shaddai. You can never lie. Thank you, El Shaddai. You are always there. It may not look like it, but you are always on time. Thank you, Lord. People may mock me, but I will laugh at last. It will end in praise. Thank you, El Shaddai. That's what he was doing. Giving glory to God. So his faith didn't weaken. People who complain sabotage their faith. People who give thanks emboldens their faith. The more you give thanks, the more your soul is aware of the ability of your Father to bring to pass what he has promised you. That's what he was doing. And he wasn't giving thanks with only mouth. Anything offered with words alone is empty. He was giving thanks, building altars, sacrifices. Anywhere God appears to him, he builds an altar. God just speaks, I am your shield, your exceeding great reward. He builds an altar. God gives one promise, he builds an altar. He kept building altars from altar. Abraham was an altar man. When you find men who are men of sacrifice, they will start alone, but they will become a mighty nation. This ministry started alone, it's becoming a mighty nation. Whatever God is starting with you, we start it alone, but you're going to be a mighty nation. And if you're connected to me, and we are connected to the rock from where we are hewn, Abraham, we are connected to Sarah, the hole from where we are dug, even though we were called alone, the blessings on us, we will increase and become a mighty nation. Sacrifice. Pastor Chima, what we came here to do today is sacrifice. You remember, I told you pastors, only pastors. I think I mentioned in church once. In September, we made a sacrifice. Right? Beyond what this ministry has ever made. You people saw what it was. Are you seeing what is happening now? That's what I do. Every time you have delayed desires, and you keep delaying, and you keep delaying, there is only one issue. You are afraid to make a sacrifice. That's all. The 1 year anniversary of this church, the Lord spoke to me. He said, now you are going to lay the foundation of the times to come. 1 year anniversary. I went into my house. I cleared every money that could be in my account. And remember, by then, God has already made me a millionaire. So when I tell you I cleared money, I'm not talking about 5,000. Everywhere I had an account, only thing remaining in that account was the balance. Then I went to my house.
everything that belonged to me in my house, to my cooking pots and spoons, to curtains, to rug, every single thing except the clothes on my back. And anything I noticed that wasn't my property, sometimes some things that are not your property finds themselves inside your house. I cleared all of them and they sold it. I sold it as a seed. We had members of the church go and be selling each of them and gave it to God's work. God says, son, you have done what will ensure the posterity of the work I put in your hands. If you're struggling, you are afraid of sacrifice. And one of the things is that when you're sacrificing it, that's why you know it's a sacrifice. It will be as if you're about to die. If you're not about to die, it's not a sacrifice yet. If you like, give how many million out of that million? When it's a sacrifice, you will know. When you get to the realm of sacrifice, that's the only thing. That's what shifts you. Unless a wheat of grain falls to the ground and dies, it abides alone. That means it remains in the same measure, the same level. It can shout and dance from now to tomorrow. You can pour it oil, anoint him, pour it water. When you finish, it will remain one grain. One grain. It can take it to 30 nights. It comes back one grain. Whatever you try to do with it, the only thing that increases it is you will kill it. It will leave your hands. It will leave your barn. It will leave your comfort and enter the soil. And when it goes to the soil, the first thing it does, it dies. But that's the mystery of the love spirit. The mystery of sacrifice. When a sacrifice, when God said to me, when I ask you to sacrifice something, I'm not telling you I'm taking that thing out of your life. No, I'm telling you I want to increase that thing in your life. You don't lose what you sacrifice. It comes back in a multiplied measure. Today, properties are nothing to me. Sacrifice. Pastor Chima, I've been in a place where the Lord asked me to make sacrifices. And you give something close to it. Yes. After you give it, he blesses you. There is no step of faith you take that doesn't attract God's blessing. But until it crosses the threshold of sacrifice, you don't move into the next dimension. That's where the overflow is. Seeding, I sow the seed, gives you fruitfulness. Gives you multiplication. But the overflow, where you move into that dimension, where you are at this level, in a moment, nobody can recognize you. The people who saw you 2 months ago can't recognize what God is doing. And they're asking, how can this be explained? What takes it there is sacrifice. Today, I am asking you, no matter who you are, and you know the secret of this. You know the secret of this. Your sacrifice is not measured by man. So what I think of your sacrifice means nothing. Only God can search your heart and know that genuinely what you have laid before him is a sacrifice. I've seen people do certain things, and the Lord said to me, the Lord, not me, he said, bless this one, bless this one, bless this one. He says, tell this other one, your level has changed. And it has nothing to do with amounts. It has to do with what God calls sacrifice in the heart of that person. So today, we are going to be giving glory to God. What was he giving glory to God? Verse 21, first. I'm being fully convinced. Everybody read and read out loud. From the gallery everywhere, read out loud. Want to go? How many of you are convinced that what God promises is able to perform? Let me see your hands today. Are you convinced? Verse 22, shout it loud. Want to go? And therefore, it was accounted to him for righteousness. Today, the blessing of the Lord will speak a little, sir. Somebody lift your hands. Today, the blessing of the Lord shall become evident that your faith in God and your praise and thanksgiving was pleasing to God. How will we know? Before the end of the year, it goes show. How will we know when you're starting the new year? It goes show. How will we know by the time you come back here next December? Hey, hey! I say level is changing. I say level is changing. And it's not going to be about carnal things only. First of all, there'll be fire in your eyes that wasn't there before. The boldness of faith. First of all, you're going to be coming with such anointing, with such grace. You're going to be coming with impact of souls. Before, you were the ones that they were following up. Now, you're coming back later, and there are 100 other people that are in Christ because of you. There is going to be evidence of the hand of God on your life, and then there will be wealth, and then there will be peace, and then there will be health, and then there will be prosperity that comes from God. Somebody shout a big amen. Wave your hands if you're getting it. Can we take a praise break for about 20 seconds? Give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. If you're grateful, thank him. We are ready now. We are ready now. We are ready. Come and be fast. If you are grateful, if you are grateful, thank him. 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 Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 19. One of my favorite scriptures. So, he believed that God is able to perform. This is one of the things we're going to believe. Everybody standing on your feet now. Hold your neighbor. If you don't know his or her name, get to know his or her name. Call him by his or her name. Say, Mr. David. Say, this is the scripture we are standing on today. Say, as we offer the sacrifice of thanksgiving. Want to go? Then out of them shall proceed thanksgiving. The voice of those who make merry. So today we are not going to be giving thanks and just like, no, we will make merry. That word make merry means those who rejoice. Have you seen anybody rejoicing anywhere? Not just church. They say it's rejoicing, it's like this. Today, out of us will proceed thanksgiving. Out of us will proceed the voice of those who rejoice. Was the promise, was the verdict of God. Want to go? Let me give you a secret. If there is season in church, I noticed some things were happening. It's as if some people are being a bit discouraged. It happens. If sometimes, as if people were not coming to church, different complaints going around. I go talk to the pastors. I go tell people it's time and make sure that they are refocused. I go into my room and do this. That's what I do. Thanksgiving, 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 Thanksgiving. I hit it. 1 week, 2 weeks, boom, the thing goes again. Nothing dies in the hands of a man who knows this. Nothing stays small in the hands of a man who knows this. Somebody shout, I will multiply them, and they shall not diminish. You won't diminish in the name of Jesus. I will also glorify them, and they shall not be. Whoever believes, and you're not joking, that you are the most blessed in 2025, give a big praise to God today. Are you ready? We are going to go. I want you to listen very carefully because I'm going to be very, very fast with this. I run it very fast because we have another stream coming up by 10 o'clock. So, first thing first, we are going to take our offerings, our partnerships, and our tithes. And after that, we will now move into our Thanksgiving, where people will bring out their sacrifices of Thanksgiving. And then we have some processions. Listen very carefully. You can sit down while you're doing that. Listen very, very carefully. The ushers will be showing us out. Whether you have an envelope, you don't have an envelope, you can give like that. And you come out. Those of us who give through other means, there will always be an information on the screen for us to give. And it will be there. You'll save the number. And as we are doing it, make sure that whatever you do is a sacrifice. At this moment, it's between you and God alone. What you'll do today will be a sacrifice accepted. I pray.
Thank you so much for listening to this message by Pastor David Ifechukwu. Follow us on any of our social media platforms using the handle @MyLambWorld or contact us at 806-275-3311 to purchase and listen to more life-changing messages by Pastor David Ifechukwu.